This podcast is powered by The Plug.
Grab that salted caramel one. Don't get that shit.
Please don't.
Do not get that salted caramel shit.
Please don't. Not unless you want diabetes.
Damn, Q. Baby, you did that.
Yo, 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 we back in the building for another episode of the Beers, Bourbon, Whiskey Podcast, man. Everybody loves BBW. You already knew that, though. The whole gang is in the building, man. I got Angry Principal off camera.
What's up?
Got my man Bo in the building.
Sir.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man. So this time, we go across the border a little bit, and across the border in Detroit, actually, going over to Canada. But so we get into a Canadian whiskey that everyone's probably familiar with. This is the Crown Royal. I was about to say Royal Canadian. Bro, you know I'm fucked up. All right, so yeah, this is Crown Royal, but this is something a little bit different, right? So this is 101 proof, right? So, and I want to give a shout out real quick to Harper Land Liquor out in Clinton Township, who this is their store pick. And to be honest with you, I'm a Canadian whiskey fan to a degree. Like, there's not a lot of them I drink, but there's a few Crown Royals that I drink.
Crown Black.
Crown Black is that, right? Now, this one, though, is 101 proof, so, or 103, rather. Now, I've never had a Canadian whiskey over 100 proof. So I'm really kind of curious, like, what is going to be? Like, I never had a 100 proof or above kind of Canadian whiskey. So what happened was I was actually at Harper Land Liquor looking for some other stuff for us to do on the show, and they were bringing these in, and he was putting it onto the store pick show. So I took a look at it because, like, you know, I see it as a Crown Royal that I never had, so I just wanted to see what it was. And, you know, dog kind of gave me the story on it. And he said that these are kind of hard to find. He said he's not really – he wouldn't normally use this as a store pick, but for whatever reason, he said that he enjoys this one. So I'm going to take his word for it, and we're going to kind of see what it does. I will say this, though. Price point, though, was $59.99, so not too crazy. And I just wanted to mention that because I do remember that we had the XR, which is the, I think, one of the higher ones. And that was like $130 $130 or something. And completely terrible. Like, I hated it. Like, I
it wasn't terrible.
That was terrible.
Yeah, it was terrible. $130 was terrible.
It was bad.
It wasn't terrible.
It was terrible.
That was terrible.
It wasn't terrible.
So I'm excited to see what this is going to be like. Obviously, it's not $130, so like I didn't break the bank to get it. But he did mention, I think I'll go ahead and share it with you guys too. He did mention that there may be some vanilla taste to it, kind of like Crown Vanilla. I am a fan of Crown Vanilla though, so that wouldn't be too much of a bad thing.
But we're going to see Honey Jack,
and there's nothing wrong with Honey Jack.
Yes, there is.
It's completely
for people out here hating. There's nothing wrong.
I'm hating.
You want some glass for that drink?
Right. I'm pouring that shit pretty heavy. I'm not going to
lie. Like, it's Gatorade, boy.
Okay, let me see what we got here.
It's a twist top, so
no cork. Yeah, I'm sorry. We skipped the cork part because there's no cork. I do like the crown on the top, though. It's kind of dope.
You're talking off the nose.
Nothing.
I don't either.
Canadian whiskey.
That's why I asked.
Canadian whiskey, yeah.
I'm just wanting to be sure.
Like, you know my sinus.
You know that sniff of alcohol when you use some alcohol in the bathroom? Mm-hmm. That's what I smell. There's nothing here.
It's something. Alcohol, yeah.
Yes,
you're right. It's alcohol. You're right.
Straight alcohol.
I tried to do it. Yeah. Let's see what it tastes like.
Definitely got some strong vanilla notes to it.
Strong vanilla.
Especially on the finish.
It's just stronger crown.
It is. I like it.
It's classic crown, but stronger.
You know what the finish is like to me? Like, this take me back. We talk about memories, right? This take me back. That finish is almost like a Mr. Softy vanilla ice cream cone. For real.
I can see that.
On the finish.
I mean,
I can see that.
Remember the ice cream cone, Mr. Softy?
Yes, blue and white? Yeah, for sure.
But anybody who gets into drinking dark liquor, you're going to hit Crown at some point.
Oh, absolutely.
This is, to me, classic Crown, just stronger. That's it. What was the price point on this?
$59.
Okay.
So not bad. I mean,
actually not bad.
Not bad. I mean, so this, I'm trying to remember. So we get in the black for like what, 40? Like 37, something like that.
Yeah.
High 30s, low 40s.
So yeah.
So out of the last 3 weeks, mm-hmm. this is my favorite so far.
Yeah. I like it. And I won't say
outside of Evan Williams bottom and bond.
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah, no doubt. So I'm a Crown Royal fan, and I am a fan of vanilla. When he mentioned the vanilla, I was kind of thinking it was going to taste like Crown Vanilla, but not as the vanilla isn't as strong.
No, but it's strong, it's present. But yeah, it ain't nothing like Crown Vanilla.
Yeah,
no.
It's present though. And it's a relatively for a 101, it is a relatively short finish though. But I think that's reminiscent of most Canadian whiskey.
See, I don't think so. I get a long finish on mine. I get a long vanilla finish on mine.
I don't know. That shit disappeared on me.
Mm, not for me. Vanilla disappeared, but the rest of it, I do have a nice hug. So, good. This is actually decent.
I like it.
For the price point, I'm not off the buyer.
I'd pay 60 for it.
All right, Harborland Liquor.
Yeah, I would prefer this over regular Crown.
Yeah, for sure. Now, it's gonna be a toss up though with Crown Black because I
prefer this over Crown Black.
What? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I don't know about that one.
But then again, I'm gonna tell you like this though. I haven't had Crown Black in quite some time.
It's been a while.
I had it a couple weeks ago.
If I have it now, it might be different. Maybe. What did you think though? So when was the last time you had it before?
I had it a couple weeks ago. Oh, and like I still like it. You know, it's still my shit.
Yeah, just haven't had none.
If I had to pick between that and this, I'd pick this.
Word. Mm-hmm. Okay. We might have to do a comparison.
Yeah, I want
to
compare these. Yeah. I like this.
And black is what, still 80 or is it?
No, I think it's 90.
90.
I think it's 90.
Might be 90. All right.
He just had a bite to it.
None of the other ones had it.
But 90 had a lot of bite to it.
So. Yeah. I like this really though. Yeah, this is good. Awesome. Yeah. I was a little concerned because when he told me about the vanilla, I'm like, oh man, the homies ain't gonna like that.
As long as it ain't Honey Jack or what's that shit? Fireball.
Right.
Good.
What's crazy about it though is that you can't smell it. Like on the nose.
Oh, I smell alcohol. I don't smell no vanilla, any vanilla, none of that.
That's crazy. I wonder how that worked. All right, well, you got
it pairs well with the cigar.
Does it?
It does. It really does.
It doesn't take away, it doesn't give any extra. It's in a sweet spot.
Okay. I've got a sweeter cigar, so I don't know. I'm gonna try mine after the break. Matter of fact, also too, when we get back from the break, we're gonna give our 1 to 5 Black Power ratings. But I also want to add a little bit of water to it too, just to see what happens. But we go check that out on the other side of the break, man. But till then, everybody loves BBW. You already knew that though. That's Beers, Bourbon, Whiskey, the podcast. We'll be back right after this. Visit the website right now, www.everybodylovesbbw. That's Beers, Bourbon, Whiskey, the podcast. And we're back. Everybody loves BBW, man. You know what that means. Beers, Bourbon, Whiskey, the podcast. Whole gang is back in the building. Angry Principal, Bo over here. And, of course, your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 4205. All right, so during the commercial break, I added a little bit of water to it. Angry Principal said he probably preferred it without the water, right?
I prefer it without because the only thing it did bring out some spice in the taste for me. But I prefer it without the water.
It does. So yeah, I think you're right on that. It does bring out the spice. I could probably, I guess preferably without the water. But I could have it either way. I think though. What you think about it, Bo?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind it either way, but I do prefer it without the water as well. You know, Angry Principal is right. You know, the water did bring out some spices, things like that. But it kind of shortened the hug. You know,
it does that.
Yeah, man. You know, so I prefer it without the water.
Okay, I can do either one. I think it's pretty good though. This is actually what I didn't think that with the sweeter cigar because I got a Fat Bottom Betty. I didn't think that it would pair well, but it actually is okay. Because a lot of times when you got a sweetness in the cigar and then you got a sweetness, you know, in the beverage. It's kind of, it doesn't offset well. This actually works. Maybe it's because of the spice that it offsets it. So yeah, it's actually a pretty good combination. But I like it though. So yeah, we go around the table and see what the ratings are. Angry Principal, we'll start with you this week. 1 to 5, Black Power Fist, man. What you giving it?
This is a solid 3 for me.
Okay.
I think I like it 100 times better than regular Crown. Mm-hmm. It's on par with Black Crown Black. Mm-hmm. The price point is not too bad, especially at 103 proof. And you know, mm-hmm, it's something different than what Crown normally does. Sure. They're normally at what, 80?
80.
Black, yeah, 90.
I think Black's 90. Yep.
So this is 103. It's a step up. Yeah, you're going to pay a little bit more, but mm-hmm, I like it much better than regular Crown. On the same par as Crown Black. So
okay,
I'm giving it a 3.
I think. But what you say?
Pretty similar over here. I put it just a little bit above Crown Black. I think that's the only difference really from Anchor Principle. I don't mind the price point. Definitely going to revisit it. Definitely is going to be on the bar. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it. I give it a solid 3.
For sure.
One more thing. The water, I think, like we mentioned a little bit earlier, it brings out some of the spices, but for me, kind of shorten that hug. But outside of that, yeah, it's a mm-hmm solid bottle right here.
For sure. And I agree. And I think it does shorten the hug a little bit. And it does bring out the spice. But I'm cool either way. Like, I could have this either way. So I could have it neat, or I could have it with, you know, a couple of drops of water, or maybe even an ice cube. I think it's fine. As far as it being 103 proof Canadian whiskey, this was something surprising for me because I never had it. I think I want to say that it's kind of even for me right now with the Crown Black, only because I think it's quite a bit of a taste profile difference. So I can kind of have both of those at the same level. Mm-hmm. I will say this though. If you guys remember, the, not the XR, but the XO, I don't think we reviewed the XO. But I've had the XO, which is $69.99, so it's cheaper than the XR and better than the XR. I think this is reminiscent of that with the hint of vanilla. So for that, I think this is $10 cheaper. So this is actually probably one of the better Crown Royals I had. The Black, again, used to be my go-to. I haven't had it in quite some time, so I really can't make a comparison. But that means that coming up pretty soon, we'll be doing some kind of comparison on that and the Black. But for me, I'm gonna give it a 3. And the only reason I'm not giving it a 3.5 is because it's the vanilla finish does remind me of ice cream, like you said earlier. It's
salty.
And maybe not so much. If it was a little more caramel, I probably would have gave it a 3.5. But for me, like, definitely about to be on the bar, and I will revisit this again.
So let me ask something too. Mm-hmm. Would it be in holiday season?
Mm-hmm.
You know, will it be? Yeah, holiday season.
Yeah.
this would be like a perfect gift, you know, for somebody who enjoys whiskey or whatnot. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Not too expensive, ain't too cheap. Nice, you know, subtle. Not mm-hmm gonna overpower them either way.
And the reason that I wholeheartedly agree is because I know that it's holiday time. And you probably go try to grab that salted caramel one. Don't get that shit.
Please
get
don't.
This.
Do it. Please
get don't. This. Do not get that salted caramel
Please
shit.
Please don't. Unless you want diabetes. and all your tuppuses to be hurting.
All your tuppuses. So I got a 3. I'm sorry, Bo. What'd you say? You said 3?
Yeah.
All right. So we got 2 threes and you had a 3.
3
as well, right?
3 is all around.
3 is across the board, man. Definitely something to put onto the shelf. It's kind of limited. So if you see a bottle, I suggest that you do grab it. Even if you're not traditionally a Crown Royal fan, I think that the proof on this one and the slight vanilla profile is convincing. It's something you should have.
Actually, what's good about this is
very subtle.
So,
it's subtle, but it's there.
It's a nice little twist in your taste profile for this, because you don't smell anything, but all of a sudden
you don't smell nothing.
Anything but rubbing alcohol, but,
right?
You know. But once you taste it, you do get the vanilla and it's subtle.
Yeah, for sure. So I agree. Yeah, so we 3s across the board. Make sure you check this out if you haven't already. Leave comments below if you have had it and you want to tell us that it sucked because we love it. So whatever, it don't matter. Also, don't forget to like, share, comment, subscribe, all of that stuff. And hit that QR code below and you can see all the merch that we offer. Glasses, T-shirts, hats, all kind of stuff, man. That's it. We about to finish drinking. And then make sure you check out all the replays at everybodylovesbbw.com. Till the next time, you already know what it is, man. Everybody loves BBW. That's beards, bourbon, whiskey, the podcast. Whole gang is about to be out of here. My man, Angry Principal, off
drink camera. What you like, how you like.
My man, Bo in the Builder.
Hey, if y'all wonder what Angry Principal look like, check out the figure. It's out there. It's check out it out. There. Go look at the past episodes. It's out there. We finally got him on camera. We finally got him, boy. Right.
I'm still like, respect the hairline now. Come on.
I wanted to be completely not you. That's why I did that. Because you're the only one in here with a hairline. So, like our shit goes.
All my hair is on my chin.
That's it, though. And my taco
meat. I saw that picture. I was like, wait a minute now.
Hey, you know what?
It's out there. Go check it out.
You know I be hating on the hairline. So I'm like, yeah, let me give him a ball. It's your boy Q Lewis, man. Holding it down live from the 48205, man. Peace out, y'all.
Looking like a black Ronald Condado with a yellow ring.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you or your company are looking to jump into the podcast world, now is the time. The Plug Agency is here to connect you to the full power of podcasting. You just record and leave the rest to us. The people are listening and want to hear from you. Theplug-agency.com. That's theplug-agency.com. Click the link in the episode description for an exclusive offer.
Why?
If you have T-Mobile 5G home internet, you might be hearing this
Why?
A lot.
Why?
Every time your internet slows down during the busiest hours.
Why?
Why?
Because your network gives priority to cell phone users.
Why?
Good question. Why not switch to Cox Internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours?
Okay.
Stop the whys and visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion.